John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Talking Yanks pregame show. And boy, oh boy, do we have a big game tonight, Joe's. Potentially with a lot of tension. We'll have to see. How you doing?
Doing great. We got the over and under yesterday.
We did. Crap, let's talk about this right off the bat. Joe's, you got a crystal ball or something, dude? First inning, you nail your homer draft picks right away?
Right away, got them out the way. Easy. Premonitions didn't come out, but Boone did get thrown out, so that was kind of like a benches. Like, well, benches didn't clear, but there was a little stuff that may lead to benches clearing the day. I don't know, but Yankees just need to focus on winning.
Okay? Absolutely.
Blue Jays want the smoke, we'll give it to them, but you know what I mean? It's just what it
is. And you know they do want it, too. I'll say this right now before we get into some other stuff. If the Blue Jays are foolish enough to even think about throwing a judge today, I almost guarantee somebody will be going to the hospital tonight. Not via my hand, but you kind of know Domingo Herman's a psychopath, and he's ready for the smokes. If you want to throw a judge, like, just keep in mind, he'll be coming right back at you. So, could be in for something pretty big tonight. We'll see. Although, Yankees won yesterday. You could say that's the more important news.
I think the guy to watch out for is Hamilton. I feel like he's like a wild card when it comes to, like, if a bench is clear. I feel like if you ever remember, you ever go back and you remember against the, you know, those rivalry days, if you remember a pitcher named Tanyan Sturts.
I don't, but let me look him up.
Tanyan Sturts.
He runs an awful Facebook page.
Yeah. Oh,
Facebook
really?
Friends with him.
Loved to fight the Red Sox. I mean, he just wanted to just fight people. Like, I get that.
I could totally see that from him. Hamilton
so
tonight.
That happens. Wild card, watch.
So we have a lineup. And there's only at least one regular sitting today instead of the two that were yesterday. Anthony Rizzo is not in the lineup. We're looking at Torres, Judge, Bader in the three-hole. Torres, Judge, Bader, LeMahieu, Bowers, Volpe, Oswaldo Cabrera, Kiner Falefa, and Jose Trevino. Joe, what do you think of this lineup? I'm kind of giving them the benefit of the doubt these days. I don't want to criticize them too much on their lineups because I did the same yesterday and probably three or four times in the past week, and they score seven runs every single game. So I'm actually going to give them the benefit of the doubt, I think. Especially because they're hitting the homer again. I mean, when you had the long ball, sometimes, you know, if Judge takes care of business, you know, Bader takes care of business, you hit two on homer, whatever, you'll be all right. So, how you doing?
The offense has been on fire, and we talked about that yesterday. I'm not sure who we don't like in the lineup today, but I feel like everybody that's there is supposed to be there. IKF actually has good numbers against Gausman. He actually hit a homer against him, so if you know that's... That's weird because there's not that many people that have homered against him.
But IKF has.
And IKF has. He does have one homer against him. Now, it's a small sample size.
It's a sample size
nonetheless.
Though. Absolutely.
The sample we've got.
So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm happy with the lineup. It's fine. It's not a problem. Trevino, I kind of like at the nine. I feel like he's like low-key.
Totally, yeah. Trevino in the nine hole makes sense, and also pretty interesting. You got Bader in the three hole. We feeling okay about that. I'll say this: when they took Volpe out of the leadoff spot, which was fine, honestly, up to me, I actually would still have him in there because I like him hitting in front of Judge. I thought the obvious move would be: all right, you take Volpe out in the leadoff, you put Bader there. They've gone with Gleyber quite a bit. Now we've seen Bader in the three spot, Gleyber leading off again. We a fan of that? We feel like long term, Gleyber Torres is. Like going into October, who do you think the Yankees leadoff hitters? You think they go back to Volpe? You think it's going to be DJ? Like,
I think it's going to end up being DJ. I mean, we're talking about hopefully at that time, hopefully we acquired an outfielder.
Mm. Stanton back.
Yeah, hopefully Stanton's back and he's healthy. I think we'll be fine there. I think the lineup will start to fix itself at around that time when Stanton comes back.
Totally. I say, you get Stanton back healthy. There's a name I want bad, and it's Jock Peterson. You get Stanton back, you get Jock Peterson. Joe's, we talk about that parade. Like, we'll be on a flow in October if that happens.
I would love Peterson. I heard Lariano's name.
Nah, I'm good off the PED users, bro. We don't do cheating in New York. We don't do cheating. We play the game fair and square.
Word. Unless you're actually relaying the signs to us like an idiot, then that's none of our business.
Yeah, let me just say something about that real quick, too. Like, you know, not just the Blue Jays broadcasters. You now have the manager who's talking nonstop about it. Pretty much implying that Judge cheated last night. And Judge has actually since come out and said that that's pissing him off and it's BS.
Right.
What is so, like just insane to me, it makes no sense, that the Blue Jays have also come out and said they have a problem with, they think they were tipping pitches last night. The second that comes out of your mouth, the second you believe that, then any it's talk of Judge cheating, it's, but any talk of Judge cheating is out the window, because if you're tipping pitches, that's on you. There's nothing wrong if, say, even if, and I believe the story about Judge was, you know, looking back at the Yankees who were still chirping. His post-game interview, by the way, was quite badass, very captain-like. I believe that story, but even if not, even if Judge is guilty in this case, guilty of what? Gamesmanship? It's all on-the-field stuff. It's not like they're relaying signs, you know, via anything electronic. So this whole saga, whatever, I mean, it may continue for quite a while, because like I said, I think it's going to bleed into tonight.
Already, we talked about bad blood already between these teams coming into yesterday because of the previous series. I think it might bleed into today. I do think, though, that Kirk was giving away his location.
Sure, and that's fine. Like, that's,
he was putting his knee down when he's outside.
Absolutely, and if that were the case,
it was obvious.
Are we mad at Judge for that? I would be mad at Judge for not picking up on that. That's all part of baseball. You know what I'm saying?
The guy that hit 62 homers are not picking up any cues.
Yeah, and you know, you had that bum who was calling him out to, the guy that threw the pitches to him. It's like, bro, I mean,
how about you don't hang a freaking slider and it doesn't get hit 500 feet?
It threw a four straight pitch. It's a horrible pitch, and it's not like, you know. Listen, I'm not in the big leagues. I was a junior on JV pitcher. I ain't like roasting nobody's ability here, but it's not like this guy is Cy Young. He has like a career 5-year rate. So it's like, dude, relax a little bit. You gave it the home run to Aaron Judge. Many people have done that before. It'll be okay. Right. So we could see that bleed into tonight and the rest of the series. Maybe, who knows? Maybe this all comes to a full close in the playoffs. We're not sure. But anyways, should probably get into the homer draft, right? Do I have the schedule down by now? It was a little wishy-washy yesterday with it. I always know the topics. I don't always remember the order. Do we get into the homer draft now?
We got to go pitching path to victory.
Pitching path to victory.
Told you. All right, so we got Domingo. We got Domingo Germán on the bump, 2-3 with a 4 ERA. And you know what? I found this stat earlier. Not quite a crazy stat. It's whip. But Domingo Germán has a .96 whip this season. And you know where that ranks in all of baseball? Ninth. He is the ninth best whip in all of baseball.
He's been pretty good.
Yeah, and you know, me and BBD were talking about it before. Germán is now at the point, and I'm just talking about him as the pitcher, which should be obvious. I can expect 5 innings, 2 runs from Domingo Germán every single start, with the potential and almost likely upside that he could throw you an 8 shutout. So going into tonight, like, I feel good about Germán on the bump. And also, like, if things were going right, Germán is truly your number 5 starter. So the fact that he's pitching this well, as, you know, ranking of what he should have been going into the year, like, Germán's been good. He really has. How are you feeling about him?
I'm wondering what he needs to do for Boone to kind of like trust him a little bit more in certain situations where it's like those 50-50 decisions. Because he's taken him out both times and it's kind of burned him.
Yeah.
But then again, he may leave him in this time and it may burn him again. He's like, yeah, I mean, there's nothing I could do.
Yeah. You know, I'll go back to that real quick with the, at least the game against... or whatever it was, who were we playing against? The Guardians were, you know, 2 outs or 1 out into the ninth. I actually wasn't totally opposed to Boone taking him out in that case. My big problem was going to Clay in that spot. Okay. I thought, you know, with Germán, you know, it's still... Basically what I'm saying is, I think the guy that has, like, that leeway is Cole. Cole should always, like, you give him the benefit of the doubt. The other guys, maybe not so much, but the more and more Germán continues to pitch well, maybe that changes. Let's take a look at the bullpen situation. So, yesterday... Monday, Jimmy Cordero threw 28 pitches. Shout out to him, by the way.
Yo, yesterday, the pitching path to victory, above and beyond.
Yes, it was great because, you know, Cordero, two perfect innings. Johnny Brito was, I mean, he ended up giving up technically 4 runs on the day. Only 2 earned, though. Really wasn't his fault.
The Glaber error messed him up a little bit.
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, Glaber, dude. He makes a horrible play, and then the next play, it's like, oh, wow, this guy actually is a really good defensive player. It seems like with Glaber, and I love him to death, sometimes it seems like, I don't know, like there's whether it's like mental lapses or whatever. But anyways, Cordero pitched great, 28 pitches yesterday. Michael King threw 12 pitches. Ian Hamilton threw 9. So, honestly, first of all, let's talk about King, because before yesterday, he hadn't thrown 2 days in a row.
Right.
And only threw 12 yesterday. So I feel like he might still be available. if we needed him today?
I think they would like to stay away from King.
If you had to go to them, I think you might.
Just because I'm looking at his usage and how they could still go to him. Mm-hmm. But the way that I've been looking at his usage, and he went for more than one inning, right, Biebs?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, he, Cordero?
Wait, King.
Which guy? King. He went
one and a third last night.
One and a third, right? Yeah, so.
Just 12 pitches.
12 pitches. So, I mean, it's more so a matter of, like, is he available, is he not? But also, you have.
He hasn't done a back-to-back yet this year, but if there was a time to do it.
This might be it.
Yeah. Regardless,
available
though,
if they need him, I would say.
Yeah. Clay Holmes hasn't pitched in 2 days. Wandy Peralta hasn't pitched the last 2 days either. Ron Marnaccio didn't throw yesterday. So let's path it out.
I think we have Herman. I think he could give the Yanks six today.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I think six is good. I think from there you start counting outs until you get to Wandy. I think Wandy's the closer right now.
Yeah. Especially if they don't go to King right away. So maybe yes. Clay in the... I think you're looking at Herman through six, hopefully. Maybe even pitching the seven, but let's just say through six. And then you go some sort of combination of... I mean, you maybe just...
How many
Clay and Wandy. It goes Herman, you have Clay, you have Wandy. Who? King?
Yes.
King threw 12 yesterday. I feel like we might be seeing him tonight, dude. I really do.
Yeah. Okay, so 12.
If you need 3 innings... Because, I mean...
I like that.
And there's also... Hamilton threw 9 yesterday, so he's technically available, too. He didn't throw the previous 2 days before that, yeah. So... We're kind of in all right shape bullpen wise today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the only guy we don't really have is, I mean, Albert Abreu. He threw 41 on Sunday, so not going to have him.
I'm all right.
Ryan, yeah, I think we're doing fine on that front. Ryan Weber's available too. I mean, if he's in the game, it's probably a shitty situation. Yeah,
for the Blue Jays,
you know, he's definitely available. But unless we're up big, maybe he comes in. I don't know. Maybe we're up 12-0. He comes in, but I think what we're looking at in like a clean, crisp, close game, Herman for hopefully six, and then some sort of combination of Wandy, King, Peralta.
I think it'll be
Hamilton.
King and Holmes, I mean. Holmes. I think it'll be if we're doing six, then we do King for seven. And then they'll go ahead and they'll put Holmes, and then they'll put, because there's a lot of righties in that lineup, and then after that they'll bring Wandy to try to close it out.
Totally. I am in agreement. All right, so that is the pitching pathway to victory, which, yo, I mean, like, maybe we gave them some good luck yesterday. They really did good. Maybe it'll happen again tonight. All right. Homer draft time. It is time for the Homer draft.
It's the Homer draft.
I'm letting you sing that, Joe's. I think I got roasted for it again yesterday, dude. I'm done being a poser.
No way.
Yeah, dude. I think it was in the live chat.
It's probably just one person.
I don't know. I got it. Maybe. It probably is actually just one person, but one person hurts. One comment hurts,
stop
dude.
Being negative, chat.
You're gonna remember.
Actually,
the
chat is
bad.
Awesome. Shout out to all you guys in here. Just like that one dude. Lay off a little bit, bro. I'm trying my best here. All right, Homer draft. So yesterday, I believe you picked first in BBD, if I have these rules remembered correctly. Does that mean I go first today?
If Joe's picked first yesterday, you would have the first pick today. Then Joe's would have
two
the
picks.
Next two.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
And
down.
I've been wondering who your picks were yesterday.
Okay, so...
Well, I know Joe's.
Yes. Joe's, of course, had Judge and Willie, which means they're both off the table for this game.
For him.
For me.
For you. Okay.
For
okay.
You.
I picked Bowers, and I picked... What are you, Bowers and Rizzo, I think? Pretty sure I think I did Bowers and Rizzo.
You did, yes.
Yeah, so, well, half of that is answered for me. Rizzo can't play. Oh, actually, I couldn't pick him again anyways.
You couldn't pick him anyway.
Yes. Okay, right. So let's do this here. I'm going with Judge. And I honestly wouldn't be sure.
I would save him for your second pick.
Because I picked him already, so I can't take him.
So I can't take him?
You can
know,
take him.
Just make him your second.
We're doing strategy right now. We're using strategy.
I'm trying to give you a winning strategy.
No, I mean, dude, I appreciate it. By Thursday, dude, I might have this whole thing down. It'll be incredible. I'll, you know what, dude? I'm going to think Volpe is going to crush a ball. It'll be one of those typical things where you see it come off the bat. I guess in this analogy, I shouldn't say crush. Volpe's going to lift a high fly ball, and it's going to carry. And it may seem like one of those ones where, because he seems like he gets screwed a lot this year, where, you know, he hits a ball, carries to the warning track, and they're catching it. This one, though, is going to continue to carry, and it's going to go over the wall.
Okay.
So I got Volpe going deep today.
You got Volpe going deep. Now I go for two here, right?
Yep, and you cannot pick Judge, Willie, or Volpe.
Okay. All right, so for my first pick...
Hey, you already mentioned the IKF stat. I feel like you kind of have to pick them.
I'm good.
Four-game set.
Four-game set,
you got to make some kooky picks.
You do. You got to hope somebody runs into
I have one. A kooky. There is a kooky pick here, and I'm actually going to go with I'm going to go with Bader tonight, my first pick.
Is that kooky to you?
That's not the kooky
okay.
one.
I was going to say.
Batting third. The kooky pick is the next pick, which I think Trevino at the bottom of the lineup is going yard against Gausman. That's what I think.
And Trevino, he does.
He's got sneaky pop.
Yeah, he does these things where like, you know, offensively, Trevino is probably going to finish like an 80 OPS plus this year, which normally, you know, not great for catcher. It's whatever. It's pretty much what he's done for his whole career.
Catch the ball, pop. Give me that platinum glove.
Absolutely. With that said, it does seem like he runs into like kind of clutch homers. Like he'll just run. And when he hits him, it feels like there are 3-run shots. So I wouldn't be shocked, dude, like if Trevino does just run into something important today, dude. I like that pick.
He throws a nice little splitter that stays up.
One complaint about Trevino is still the arm, but BBD, you kind of roasted me on that last week because you told me last year he led all catchers, I'm pretty sure, and caught stealing.
I believe so. Yeah, and it was like a noted like thing he improved on.
So what that tells me is I'm just a piece of shit and don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, shout out to Trevino.
Part of his defensive game.
Okay, once again. But I like that pick, Joe's. I kind of spoiled my, what up, Noah?
Noah's out there.
I gave away my second pick, because I'm going to go with Judge.
No, that's a fine pick. Judge actually has good numbers against Gausman. 3 homers, I think.
Does he?
Yeah. He's got 3 homers. I looked this up. I'm like, man.
He probably caught a lot of Gausman, who was still kind of a bum in Baltimore.
I mean,
I'm not saying that in like a way to disagree with the point. I'm just saying.
333, 3 homers. I mean, 27 at-bats.
I like that, Joe's. I like that. Hits. And also the fact that Judge is pissed off.
And he's pissed.
He's pissed off. And you know what?
And they're giving away location, and we don't care.
Not only did I say, you know, if they throw a Judge, Herman's coming for some heads. But also, bro, the pitcher that's facing Judge in the next at-bat, after he gets hit, we're going to see some A-Rod, Ryan Dempster type shit. Judge is going to go hit an absolute moonshot.
And then there's going to be to another kid.
Let's talk about that real quick. I want to mention the one kid from last year. I remember the story. That was all right. Because I still don't remember exactly what happened, but I remember seeing the post how, because my boy Fayo, if you're here, Fayo, shout out to you. He mentioned how, I guess, like the Yankees and Blue Jays met with that kid last year. And I do vaguely remember that being an awesome moment.
Yes.
But sometimes it's a little too much with the kid. I mean, like, I'll just go full on like the kid hater thing. You know, I was a kid once too. I'm not blaming nobody. But let's just say, like, when it's a huge game and it's a Sunday, say Yankees are playing like, I think they did it. Remember 2021, Yankees trying to get in the playoffs, Yankees Rays. And it's like, I'm all hyped up, bro. Like, I'm ready to go. And then they have these fucking little leaguers read out the lineup. It's like, bro, calm. You know? It's just like there's a fine line, I feel like.
Man.
But I love kids. Don't get it twisted.
All 3 of Judge's homers off Gausman were while he was an Oriole in 2017.
Mm.
Really? Oh. Yeah.
So that was before he got that nasty split.
Yeah, I guess so. But,
it can still happen, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not trying to say it's not. And I'm predicting that it's going to happen.
You're not changing your pick.
No, hell no. Absolutely not. I don't even know if it is a rule, but I consider that like a cardinal sin. You can't go back on your pick.
You can't go back on your
pick. Yeah, you're guaranteeing he homers.
That's almost like a
stream. And if Judge is available to you, you pick him. That's totally kind of a rule. Yeah. Rule around.
And this kind of seems like the beginning or middle of like a typical Judge streak. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if we get another 2-homer game this week. Which, speaking of that, he passed A-Rod yesterday. He has now 30 multi-homer games, which just puts him at 4th place in franchise history, which is pretty awesome.
Whoa. I feel like he just got here, too, and he's, like, moving up the ranks.
It's insane, awesome. Dude. It's insane. So that's a homer draft, which I believe now takes us to Premonish or over-under.
Over-under. And I gotta ask you guys what the line was yesterday.
So it was
9.5.
9.5.
And we both took the over, kind of led by Joe. I mean, he really inspired me with it, but he was right. Joe, you're nailing shit lately, dude.
You guys have any predictions for the line tonight with Herman and Gausman?
Can I be honest with you? I have already seen it, so Joe, I'll let you guess. I have seen the line today.
I think it's lower than yesterday. I think it'll probably be at 8.5.
Eight. I've got 8 flat on the
that's a thing?
Sports book.
That's a thing? Yes.
They can have that?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, they can be the number.
8. Yankees are scoring runs, man. It's just what it is. Whether it's going to be against their bullpen, whether it's going to be against the starter, Yankees are scoring runs. Blue Jays are also a good offense. I'm not saying that they're going to go ahead and score off of Herman, and I'm not advocating.
Also, 8's
not
even that much, really. I mean, it can really just like it can just be 5-4.
Yankees score 7 runs a night now.
Yeah. With that said, I'm going to take the under. Because I have the Yankees winning 5-1 tonight. I think Herman's going to shove. They're going to score enough, and they'll look good doing so. It won't be like a total blow-up. It'll be like by the 4th inning, it'll be quite clear that we're in cruise control and we have this dub.
I think it'll be 7-1 or 7-2. Yanks win.
I'm fine with either of those scenarios. And also, you know what? It's popping my head, going back to the, you know, I don't want to sound like a total psychopath on the show about like Judge getting hit, going for heads, all this shit. But it's hard not to look back and think of the Tino Martinez hit by pitch in 98, which of course I wasn't able to experience. I can only, you know, live it through the highlight. Joe's, you were able to experience that. BBD, I believe you were 2 years old because you were a product of 96, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Born 9 months after the 96 World Series.
So you really were a fucking product of the
96. Yeah, it was also my parents' anniversary.
Oh, that's a match made in heaven.
October 26, 1996. Fifth wedding anniversary.
I think if the Blue Jays are stupid enough to throw at the Yankees tonight, or throw at Judge, whoever, without question, they're winning the AL East this year. So I almost hope it happens. Now, I'm not going to officially predict to put it out there because
I
don't
want
it.
It's going to happen this.
I want them to
series.
Piss the Yankees
I don't know
off.
If it'll happen today, but I feel like it's going to happen in this series. I think too many things are boiling over.
How do you feel about that, though? Do you feel like it could be like a... Like if they throw it, say the same shit as Tino, like they hit him right in the back, square in the back, and like, let's just say he's fine for the situation, which they better fucking hope he's fine. If that were the case, dude, like, I feel like we're going to win 12-3, we're going to sweep Toronto, we're going to like...
Yes.
Everything... I'll win a lottery ticket tomorrow. Everything will go right if the Blue Jays are stupid enough to throw a judge. And I almost want them to, as long as it doesn't like hit. Or if they throw inside at him, bro, they're not. I don't think they're stupid enough to. I really don't. Like, how often do opposing teams fuck with Judge or Stanton or the Yankees, period? It really doesn't happen.
I don't really know. The last real, I mean, Joe Kelly kind of like messed with, if you remember, when he messed with...
Yeah, I remember. What I remember more is your reaction to it.
Yeah, that was an awesome reaction.
That
I
may have
that.
Been when I first found out about you on Twitter, to be honest.
Nice
that? Actually,
voiceover
that's a,
on that.
That's a total lie.
I don't
really
do
found
too
out
many
about
voiceovers, but that was pretty cool.
That was funny.
Might
as
do
as
more.
But you should, dude. You freaking should. All right, so we're both... No, you're going over on the over-under. I'm taking
over.
The under.
Yes.
So that's that. That takes us to Premonish, my... No offense to whoever came up with my least favorite segment of this show, because I always get it wrong. What were ours yesterday? I said...
The point is
honestly,
to get...
Honestly, I was kind of...
You were... That's what I'm saying.
You know,
you
like... Kind
of, you might be a day early.
It's just... But, dude, I feel like the Boone stuff, like, in the way it transpired, you could almost, like... You could butter knife it to where, like, I was kind of right in a way. Like,
you, that's what I was telling
I vaguely
you.
Caused for tension.
You did. There was kind a little of. Tension.
Yes.
Joey, Peppers flared.
They did, absolutely. And I think they're going to flare more tonight. So, let's go with... I ain't going to say that because now it's too predictable. I'll go with something different. I'm going to go with... Joe's, can you go first?
Sure. I think... What I think is that... Okay. I can see it's starting to be a close game. First and second. Second and third.
Second and third. Double play off the table.
One out. It's a close game.
Have
or
you given
an
inning?
Huh?
Have you given an inning yet? Like, is it late in the game or?
I think it's like mid, maybe fifth.
Word.
Fifth. Fly ball to Judge. They test his arm.
Yeah.
Guns him out.
In Toronto, dude.
He's the agent.
Remember one of the most badass moments with Judge?
He's
remember,
the agent.
Do you remember?
Judge can't
do
it. Tonight,
that's not my premonition. If that happens, then somebody's hurt.
Oh.
I'm a day early. All right, so that's not happening.
You're a
okay.
day early. I mean, shit, why not just go with the... Maybe Bader does it.
I now lost all my premonition.
That's, dude, that's like the terribleness of this segment.
I lost all my premonition.
All right, I'll... I think I might have one.
Let's go Volpe with a Jeter play.
Ooh.
In the shortstop hole.
Mmm. I like it.
Right to second, double
Ejected
play. Starts with double
veins,
play, gets him
as the
out.
Kids say.
It would be nice if I see that. I love premonitions on defense.
Yes. Mine is going to be offense.
Okay.
I am going to go with kind of generic, kind of vague, but it is a little bit out there. Maybe. I think Oswaldo Cabrera is going to have like a huge moment. The reason we win tonight on the offensive side of things is going to be because of Oswaldo Cabrera. I see like a bases clearing like double or something like that.
Ooh.
And he's just looking all dope, getting all hyped. Baby, did you have a premonition? We need something to come true, bro, like with the premonition. Like a full-on, like, nail it. Like, detail by detail. Where's
I'd be
fucking,
scared.
Where's
I think I'd be
at?
Scared if that happens.
Why, Joe, so you can get another shout-out on Instagram, bro?
That'll be crazy. And that sounded like hate.
I'm just saying, dude, because if I nail my picks, I'm not getting the same, like, love that the
you
way
might,
you got.
Yes, you will.
Bro, they had that Talking Yanks clip up, like, celebrating you before, like, fucking Will even rounded third, dude, I feel like.
You no? might get it. You get it.
I hope
because
so.
Because it's the Talking Yanks pregame show.
Well. That's usually, I feel like, the reason I don't get it. But do you have a premonition, BBD? Do you have anything that comes to mind?
It's your show today, guys.
Oh, it's my show. Our show.
So you got a premonition?
I just gave it.
Yeah. All right. Oswaldo Bases clearing double. I'll double up.
A big moment. Yeah, word.
That's awesome.
So that's a premonition segment. You're going. Did you make a. Yes. So you're going like Bader makes a play in center and throws him out? Or do you something else?
No, I went for the Volpe.
Volpe Jeter.
Oh, play. Right. My memory is getting crazy, bro. It's the no Diet Cokes. I tell you, I quit Diet Coke.
Quit Diet Coke?
Yeah, this is day two and it's hard. Well, I snuck one in with my salad yesterday. So today's technically day one. But in terms of the headache, bro, might as well be like 2 weeks. I feel like I just quit fucking like. Crack, honestly. I'm drinking iced tea, drinking water. Some punk, I don't know who it was. I go to fill my water bottle. Of course, never before seen it. There's a fucking can of Coca-Cola Zero right on top of it.
Oh, man.
Right? And, like, you can't tell me that's not, like, some sort of foul play. Like, there's no way that's just a coincidence.
Someone's messing with
you. Yeah, like, there's something going on, you know? So, that's where I'm at in my life. What's next? There has to be one more segment. I don't want to leave yet. Oh, we're standing up. Oh, I love y'all so much. Peace out. Let's go, Yankees.
New shirt from Nike.
Subscribe.
Serious, bro. Serious fucking withdrawal. Great show, Joes.